This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, May 28, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to the state, a Georgetown man, who is also a pastor, according to Myhoree News, was arrested on Thursday in connection with the arson of the Abundant Faith Lighthouse of Jesus Christ Church in Conway. 32-year-old Cameron Julius Xavier Banks is charged with second-degree arson, making false claim to obtain benefits for fire loss, burning personal property to defraud, insure, and obstructing justice, a release from the Conway Police Department says. Second, today, according to the New York Daily News, a federal prosecutor was found mysteriously dead with possible head trauma at a Florida beach. With police investigating, it was a crime. The body of Baranton J. Wisenot Jr., a 37-year-old investigating visa and passport fraud cases, was found early Wednesday, according to authorities in nearby Hollywood, Florida. Wisenot had just joined the Miami U.S. Attorney's Office in January. Third, today, according to BET, the preacher's host and pastor, Jamal Bryan, is trying to fight his baby mama's demands that he be tossed in jail and fully denies blowing off a court order. He even went the extra mile by demanding that his ex cover his legal fees for him having to defend himself in the first place. According to the JasmineBrand.com, Bryant's baby's mother, Latoya Odom, demanded that the pastor be found in contempt during a court appearance, accusing him of a slew of things, including not providing her with his address for their son's medical card and being late on his payments to her. Until he pays up, she demanded that he be thrown in jail for contempt and wants a revised court order to ensure that he pays her on time. The reality TV pastor responded to Odom's claims on May 15th, denying that he refused to follow the court order and pleaded with the judge to not lock him up, claiming he did not fail to follow the court order. Fourth, today, according to the Los Angeles Times, a youth mentor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, has been accused of lewd acts involving two teenage boys while he volunteered there, the Orange County Sheriff's Department said on Friday. 32-year-old Reuven Muhlenberg was arrested Thursday and booked on suspicion of lewd and lascivious acts on a child and is being held on a $100,000 bail. Jail records show he is scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday in a Santa Ana courtroom. Detectives were alerted after a 14-year-old boy told his parents that Muhlenberg had molested him, according to Lieutenant Lane Legart. The parents told the church's youth pastor, who called the sheriff's department. Fifth, today, according to Reuters, the United States might ban laptops from aircraft cabins of all flights into and out of the country, John Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security, said on Sunday. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Kelly said the U.S. plans to, quote, raise the bar on airline security, including tightening screening of carry-on items. Kelly said the move would be part of a broader effort to tighten airline security to combat what he called a real sophisticated threat. He said no decision has been made as to the timing of any ban. Sixth, today, according to Fox News, a Mississippi deputy sheriff was among eight people shot and killed on Saturday, and a suspect in the murder is in custody. The suspect, Willie Corey Godbole, age 35, confessed to the Jackson Clarion Ledger on video. Godbole told the paper Sunday after he was apprehended, quote, "I ain't fit to live, not after what I done. Not in y'all eyes, not in nobody else's eyes." He told the Clarion Ledger that he went to an address in Bogue Chito to talk about his children. At some point, neighbors called police, and that's when the deputy arrived. Godbole told the papers he sat on the road waiting to be transported to jail, quote, "My pain wasn't designed for him. He was just there. He was talking about me trying to take the children home." He went on to say somebody called the officer. That's what they do. They intervene. It cost him his life. I'm sorry. Finally, today, according to the Associated Press, preparing for North Korea's growing threat, the Pentagon will try to shoot down an intercontinental range missile for the first time in a test next week. The goal is to more closely simulate a North Korean ICBM aimed at the U.S. homeland. The American interceptor has a spotty track record, succeeding in 9 of 17 attempts against missiles of less than intercontinental range since 1999. The most recent test in June 2014 was a success, but that followed three straight failures. North Korea is now the focus of U.S. efforts because its leader, Kim Jong-un, has vowed to field a nuclear-armed missile capable of reaching American territory. He has yet to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, but Pentagon officials believe he is speeding in that direction. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Matthew 6:20 says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." D.L. Moody said, "There are many of us that are willing to do great things for the Lord, but few of us are willing to do little things." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.